painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of Artbeat, we meet with Yuga Joe, a video and installation artist who has her own art exhibit going on at the Watkins Art Institute here on campus. So today's episode is organized a little differently than usual. We have the interview that we conducted with Yuga, as well as breaks every now and then, where we talk to people at the art exhibit to get a feel for what they thought about Yuga's work. And needless to say, they were not disappointed.
All right.
So, I'm here with Yuga Zhao, or Zhao, I'm sorry.
Yuga Zhao.
Yuga Zhao?
Yes.
Awesome. And Roger?
Boulay.
Awesome. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Awesome. Can you guys explain, like, kind of like what you do and who you are?
So my name is Yuga Zhao. I'm a video and installation artist based in Chicago. I came to this country about 10 years ago, and I studied fine art at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
Awesome. And Roger?
So I'm the coordinator and the curator of the Watkins Gallery here on campus. And we do six exhibitions each year of visiting artists from outside the university to, you know, provide examples and inspire our students,
awesome.
As well as several student exhibitions.
And you picked a great artist today. You have some amazing art. Like, can you give a little, like, brief history of, like, how you became an artist and maybe, like, a little description of your style?
Sure. So since I was a little girl, I was always kind of an artistic person. And both of my parents are musicians in China, so they were really attentive to my kind of creative urge. So I studied drawing, like traditional drawing and paintings, since I was like a little girl. When I, you know, became a teenager, in China, you know, most students are encouraged to pursue like more like a mathematics and science major. So I did that. Actually, I moved to the United States 10 years ago by pursuing a Master of Science degree in upstate New York.
Cool.
But when I was, you know, when I was living in upstate New York, actually Syracuse, and it was a really beautiful town, and it has this amazing nature and like landscapes. So I was really interested in kind of observing how people experience their environment and how people experience each other. And I started to take photographs just by using a 35mm film camera. And then I decided that I wanted to start taking art classes in a local college. And I start slowly kind of build up a portfolio. And, you know, after I graduated from the school, you know, I got a Master of Science degree, but I didn't want to pursue it as a profession. So I applied to art school in Chicago, and I moved to Chicago and started as a fine art student.
Awesome. Like a lot of your different art pieces are almost like a collage of videos, right?
Right, yes.
How many like videos go into the collage themselves?
It's a lot of videos.
Yeah.
So for example, there are two installations in the Watkins Gallery. One of them is called Midtown Flutter. It is shot entirely in Midtown Manhattan. It is comprised of, I think, about 200 different layers.
Wow.
You know, all of them were just me standing at different corners in the like downtown, like the most busiest street, street area in New York, and shooting the architecture and the people walking in front of my camera. And then I collaged all the footage into a kind of a complex composition. As to the other work, the floral projection, it is called Underground Circuit, and it was shot in the New York subway station. It was like about 300 layers in After Effects, which is a editing software that I used. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of editing, a lot of post-production.
Yeah. Awesome. I was looking at some of the art on your website, mm-hmm. and I was looking at some of the pieces had like people playing in a park,
right? Yeah,
and like on the beach,
mm-hmm.
and they were all aerial shots. How did you go about that? Like, was it a drone? Or?
No. I do. You know, my next plan is to buy a like drone camera and experiment with that.
Uh huh.
But I know there's a lot of like practicing goes into, you know, flying a drone camera. So what I did was actually those videos were shot in downtown Chicago, actually, even though they look like they are not in a city, but it's actually right in downtown. So we have we have the lake and the beach, you know, right in the downtown area. So I was I had a friend who lived in a high-rise apartment near the beach, and so I kind of, you know, asked her if she can lend me her windows and have me just shoot in her apartment for the duration of a whole summer. So that's what, you know, kind of how I got my bird eye view perspective.
Totally. That's awesome.
What you think?
Absolutely. So my name is Nicole Chamberlain Dupree. I'm over at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, and this is amazing. So video art has a lot of different perceptions around it, what it is, what it is not, what it's meant to do and meant to be. And this, Yuga's work is amazing because what she does is she takes this almost, I don't know, super contemporary medium of video that's also super old school. And she utilizes it in this beautiful way by creating this amazing snapshot of life, but in a video art, and the way she projects it with the different layers and physical layers and then digital layers to create harmony and congruity, but also, man, inconsistency and dissonance. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm standing here like with the labyrinth trying to wrap my head around how this process is. So did all of these individuals, are they actually all walking at the same pace? Did she speed people up? Did she slow them down? Did she only take people who are walking at that pace? Like, and just the meticulousness, some of these layers and these segments are like 3 inches big and then 4 inches big and then 5 inches, and they just, it flows and moves so beautifully that I'm like, my mind is just kind of getting around it. I'm looking at it through my phone, trying to film it, thinking, what would I do if I were a video artist? And it's probably, I don't know that I would have gotten to this. And she's a genius mind. It's that beautiful meld of art and science. She's got a science engineering degree and then a couple degrees in art. And this is the mastery that she's come up with by combining her education. It's amazing. Yeah.
And in Chicago, you have a place called the 150 Media Stream, right?
Right, yes.
And that's the largest media and video art installation in Chicago. Am I right about
yes.
that?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's my day job.
Really?
I am curator and the director for the installation. The installation is called 150 Media Stream.
Mm-hmm.
It is the largest public media wall, video wall installation in Chicago.
Wow.
Located right by the river, the Chicago River.
Really?
It is 150 feet long and 22 feet tall. And it is not a regular video screen. It is actually comprised of 89 individual LED panels. So I work with different artists, institutions, students, and classes to produce visual content. Artistic content for the installation. So each month we feature a different artist, both local artists and also global artists. And we also feature established artists as well as emerging artists and students.
Huh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is one of the most rewarding experiences for me, you know, other than being an artist, I also want to showcase work that I like. And this job really gave me opportunity and platform to do that.
Totally, totally. Speaking of work that you like, is there any like specific work that you've made that kind of ranks up as like maybe one of your favorites? Or
you mean my personal work?
Yeah.
It's really hard to, you know, to say because I like each work differently.
Oh, I feel you.
Whenever I make a project, I always want to kind of challenge myself and do something different each time, you know, do mm-hmm. not repeat what I have done. So because of that, so I always feel like I like the newest, you know, the most recent work slightly better than the older one, just because I feel like I accomplished something.
Totally.
For example, this floor projection that I've done for the show at the Watkins Gallery,
mm-hmm.
It is made specifically for the gallery. And when Roger showed me the floor plan and, you know, showed me some of the pictures of the gallery, I saw that there is this second floor viewing area. And to me, it's really interesting, you know, because the viewers can actually look down to the gallery space and see what's going on. So I immediately saw that it would be great to project something onto the floor. So that's kind of my initial inspiration. And then I start to work with, you know, the themes that I have for all my works, you know, cityscape, urban environment. And because I know already that one of the pieces in the show is going to be Midtown Flutter, which is shot all like, you know, on the street, like above ground. So I want to do something that's kind of underground.
Yeah,
so that's
totally
why I chose like subway as you know, as the environment for my work.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Actually really difficult to shoot in New York subway.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, because it's not legally, you cannot do that, especially, you know, with a tripod.
Uh-huh.
They do not allow artists to use a tripod or like just even use the camera to shoot inside the subway station.
Really?
So I was like chased by policemen all the time. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed it.
That's funny. Oh man. That's super interesting.
Yeah. I mean, as an artist, you just have to do what you have to do, you know. If you have something you want to execute, do not be afraid to break the law.
Totally, totally.
Within reason.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any more like other interesting stories about kind of driving that passion to make your art?
Right. Well, as an artist, I'm often asked to make work about displacement and cultural differences. But I guess, as you know, the longer that I've been in this country, you know, the more that I've acknowledged this kind of universal human condition that pulses through all cities, you know, as an immigrant, what intrigued me the most is this cultural diversity, you know, in American cities.
Totally.
And how people really open to different cultures and open to, you know, talking to just different kind of people and learning from different cultures. And I really appreciate that. You know, we, as a human being, we all share this core humanity. You know, we all experience sadness, joy, you know, in a fundamental similar way. And for me, that is kind of my drive of making art. You know, I want to make work that's inclusive, that acknowledge this universal human condition and celebrate that.
Yeah, that was very beautifully said.
Thank you.
What is your philosophy on life?
My philosophy on life is, I mean, keep making, you know. I mean, I feel so fortunate to be an artist. And when I see a connection between my work and the viewers. It's really profound. You know, it's a profound feeling to have that connection with the viewership.
Yeah.
And I just want to use kind of all my waking moments to make work and to create work that people like.
Yeah.
And hopefully they take something with them, you know, and they feel something. And I think artists has the, you know, it's, has this really important responsibility to make people feel. You know, for me, that's kind of my philosophy.
Totally,
and
totally.
My drive.
Yeah. I think your art definitely captures that, you know? Like with the whole collage way of going about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting to be able to see, like, a bunch of different, like, moments in someone's life playing out. And it's, like, things that people can relate to, kind of like what you were saying with,
right,
like,
yeah,
like everybody kind of can relate in that deep connection way. And it's just, it's cool to, like, be able to watch them and be like, huh, like they're playing with that dog, or like they're playing frisbee, and it's like, man, like, and this person's doing this, and this, and it just flows so well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's like we all kind of long for community, you know, we all,
yeah,
kind of inhabit each other's stories. In cities or in small towns, maybe in a city it's more like fragmented, you know, in small towns we are more rooted and more connected with each other. But fundamentally, you know, no matter where you are, you're all kind of longing for this connection.
Yeah.
So that's what I really, you know, want to express in my work.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. Well, my name is Zach Finch. I'm here watching In the Shape of the City, the gallery show. And it's interesting looking at how she depicts her artwork and kind of the way that humans interact. She mentioned something about universal human interaction and or the universal human standard. So we're all just people kind of exploring. And I think it's really interesting because I think we can all relate to, like, transport and commute. And she's found a new way to kind of, like, inspect humans, I guess. It's really interesting to me. So, yeah, she's really talented. It was super cool. So, yeah.
What artists do you look up to?
I mean, there are a lot of artists. Because I started with photography, you know, so I was really, you know, I got inspirations from a lot of kind of photographers' work, like Jeff Wall, Walker Evans, whose work is about this kind of ordinary moments in American life, you know, this human condition, also this really kind of common, you know, iconic American architecture. Also I was really interested in structure film, like Michael Snow's Wavelength, you know, just a lot of, like, James Banning and a lot of artists who's using kind of fixed cameras, like fixed frame, you know, to shoot events that are happening by chance in front of the camera. So I actually use that a lot in my video too.
Awesome.
And I think video for me is a natural extension of the still photography,
yeah,
work that I've done. It's like a moving painting to me.
Yeah. At what point did you go from the, like, still photography to, like, video? Or, like, what kind of made you want to go that way?
It was since I started my Master of Fine Art study at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. I took my first video class. And I just immediately fell in love. I felt like, you know, I obviously, you know, still photographs is really interesting. Kind of you kind of capture the narrative or this frozen moment, you know, in just like one shot. But I'm also really interested in how, like, stories kind of just develop over time, and, you know, slowly they just, you know, have this rhythm that emerge. That's throughout time, you know,
yeah,
when I'm shooting, like the video you talk about in that inner park, or the one that's people playing volleyball, you know, if it's just a still photograph, you might not be able to experience that essential rhythm that embedded in those city, you know, city scenes. And when I'm, like, collaging all the scenes together and play it for a duration of time, you start to feel that rhythm, which I think is a rhythm that actually defines a place.
Definitely, definitely. That was very beautifully said.
Thank you.
Like that kind of thing.
Hi, my name is Ann Scott Plummer, and I really love this work. I find it fascinating. It's a kind of, it makes me think about time and space in really different ways, and how we interact with time and space as people, and then we're also interacting with each other, or we're not interacting with each other. So that's what I like about it, is it really kind of makes me think about the urban environment in particular, and how that creates this different sense of time and space for me.
So how has been Minnesota so far? Like, how are you liking Winona?
I really like it here.
Awesome.
A year ago, I showed one of my installation work also on the campus as part of a conference, mm-hmm. meeting conference. That was the first time I was in Winona, and I felt like this kind of special bond, a special connection to the place. You know, it's because of like the people here are really nice, you know, and compared to people I've met. I mean, you know, because I spend a lot of time in big cities like Chicago and New York, and obviously, you know, city life is so busy and everyone
totally.
Sort of more indifferent to each other. But here, like, people really spend time to build a connection with you, and I really enjoyed that. And I really liked, you know, meeting all the students and talking to them about their work, and I just felt like home, you know, in a way.
Yeah, that's actually exactly why I came here too. I ended up touring like all like the big universities in Minnesota, but this was the only one that really felt like home, you know?
Right. Yeah. I can see that, and your campus is really beautiful.
Yeah. The bluffs really add to it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this time of the year, I think it's probably the best time to be here. Yeah.
Maybe you could make a piece of with the bluffs or something.
Yes, I'm thinking about maybe making a piece about just Winona, you know.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Say a little bit?
Sure. My name's Peter, and I just find this hopelessly captivating. I can't stop watching the video. And so this artist was here last year with a show, and I still remembered her work and was really excited to come back in and see this, because it's just something you need to see for yourself. It's really hard to describe exactly what this is.
So thank you so much for talking to us today. If you guys have anything else you want to add, feel free.
Come to see the show.
Yeah, totally. Where can people find your art?
All my work is on my website, which is yugezhou.com, yugezhou.com.
Awesome.
I also have Instagram, you know, where I post some of like the behind the scene stuff.
Cool.
So my Instagram handle is yugezhou, so yugezhou.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
Yuga Show, I should mention, Yuga Show is on view in the Watkins Gallery. We're open from 9 to 4 throughout the week, and then we're open late on Wednesdays until 8 p.m., and it's on view until November 8th.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, you
Thank
guys
you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks again to Yuga Zhou and Roger Boulay for talking with us, and for all the people who gave us their time at the art showing. And feel free to come see Yuga's exhibit at the Watkins Art Gallery here on campus. This has been Artbeat, and I'm Logan Erickson. Have a good night, everybody.
Artbeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.